In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
A man went on a trip with a group of friends, and during the course of that trip, they met a local man who gave each of them souvenirs. Now, this particular guy took those souvenirs without knowing that those items were part of a ceremonial practice that was evil and occultic in nature. When he got back from his travels, he placed these ornaments in his home. That very night, things started to change. And things started to happen. He had opened a spiritual door wide open for the devil to walk straight into his home. He started to experience unusual things. There was unrest in his heart. He felt weighted down, oppressed even, like there was a massive weight on his shoulders. The sleepless nights and nightmares started. He became a man filled with fear. He became fearful of everything and anything. He started to experience all sorts of things that were not from the Lord simply because of a lack of knowledge and a lack of vigilance. A combination that left him spiritually open. So he confided in his father, who brought the pastor around to his home. During the conversation with this pastor and his father, the ornaments caught the pastor's eye. "Where'd those come from?" He explained they were a gift from a local while he was on his travels. "Did you ask what those items were?" He shook his head. "Do you know anything about the man who gave you these?" He shook his head again. The pastor now took the items and said, "We need to burn these things. This is the cause of all the unrest you've been experiencing. You, my son, have been under spiritual attack." So they started a fire and threw the items in. 10 minutes passed, 20 minutes passed, and these items were not burning. They added a bit more fuel and gave in another 10 minutes. Nothing. No sign of those things burning. So both the pastor and father began to pray and praise the name of the Lord. They started to call on the name of Jesus. They started to speak the blood. They started to speak the word of God, and those things began to melt and burn. The lesson here is that the Bible says, "My people perish because of lack of knowledge." Do not be in the category of people who perish because of a lack of knowledge. A lack of knowledge that if you give the devil an inch, he will take a mile. A lack of knowledge that the devil will dress himself up as something harmless. There couldn't possibly be anything wrong with a souvenir. There's nothing wrong with me accepting a gift from someone while I'm traveling the world. Be vigilant, man of God. Be vigilant, woman of God. Do you know where that object, that souvenir, has really come from? Do you know what spirit, what atmosphere, or what you're inviting into your home when you're watching that film? Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 6 to 9 says, "These commandments I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates." In this passage, God instructs the children of Israel to keep the Word of God in a prominent role in the household. Now, the home plays an integral part in the life of the believer. As Christians, our homes should be. They should be the homes where the name of God, the presence of God, is always resident. The home should be a sanctuary, a holy place. It should be a place of peace, serenity, and joy. It should be a place where God's word is elevated and lived out. Now, that's all good and well for me to say, but in a practical sense, if the home is indeed a sanctuary, if our home is a place where God's presence should abide, then we should just not allow certain activities, practices, and forms of entertainment in the home. I submit to you that we should be more vigilant about the things we allow in our homes. We need to be aware that just as we close and lock the physical doors in our homes, we need to do the same thing spiritually.
Be sober. Be well balanced and be self-disciplined. Be alert and cautious at all times. That enemy of yours, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, fiercely hungry, seeking someone to devour. That's the word of God, according to 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. There's an old saying, when it rains, it pours. Have you ever felt like that? Have you ever felt like there's something going on in your life and it's deeper than what your eyes can see? Have you ever felt like there's something going on in your family or in your household that doesn't seem natural? Like there's some other force at work because it's one thing after another. It's attack after attack. It's battle after battle. From another perspective, have you ever felt like when things are going wrong at home, they tend to carry over in other areas of life? It's like when something is going on with your kids at home and it affects your work. Or when something is going on in your marriage and it affects your interaction with your kids. Or if something is going on at work and it affects all of the above, it quickly becomes apparent that all of these things are interconnected, and it also reminds us that if the devil can get a foothold in one area, then he has gained a foothold in all of these areas. The devil is trying in an unprecedented way to destroy families today. He wants to disrupt the family system and order. Satan knows that if the Christian family is intact, if the Christian family is working in one accord, then it's one of the strongest weapons against his deceptions. From the day that Satan spewed his lies to Eve, he was in the process of disruption. In order to maximize his deception, he approached Eve when she was alone. He approached her when she was separated from the family unit. And he did this because a divided family is easier to conquer. The devil is in the business of sowing discord and division in our homes. He's in the business of causing senseless fights and conflicts. The devil is in the business of causing husbands' hearts to stray away from their wives and vice versa, he wants the hearts of wives to stray from their husbands. The enemy is in the business of causing children to be rebellious and to have a complaining spirit. Satan wants to destroy our households because he knows that a spiritually weak home is the easiest way to take us away from God. He's not new at this. He's been at it for a long, long time. The strategy of Satan is to attempt to divide and conquer the family. Immediately after that, he instigates destruction between the same family members. And the Bible is full of stories of dysfunctional families that fell to the disruption of the enemy. If Satan was able to disrupt the families of giants of faith, such as Abraham, Jacob, David, and Solomon, then we should be aware of the enemy's schemes and prepare to defend our homes. Now, when it comes to guarding ourselves and our families against the deceptions and invasions of the enemy, the first question is, how does the devil gain access to our homes and minds? How does he try to gain access to disrupt our families and our lives? One of the biggest ways that the devil gains a foothold in our families today is through media. Music, movies, and social media are huge access points to our families. Music accesses our brains and bodies in a way that few other mediums do. The messages in music today are ripe with sinful themes like lust, sex, violence, rebellion, among other sinful things. This is one of the easiest ways for Satan to gain access to our minds and souls. We listen to lyrics with this content and become desensitized to it. Before we know it, we begin to think that these sinful themes are not so bad, and lust, fornication, violence, and rebellion have taken root in our hearts and in our homes. Along these same lines, movies and television are perfect pathways for the enemy to take root in our homes. We constantly watch things full of violence, sex, cursing, and all kinds of other images that lodge themselves in our brains and hearts. Studies have shown that by fifth grade, the average child has seen 8,000 murders on television. Think about that. Think about how Satan might be using that to gain a foothold in our households. Not to mention all of the blatantly demonic content in TV and movies. There are full movies and shows directly about demons, spirits, and evil spiritual forces that we readily let into our homes. We are literally opening the door for Satan to come and dwell in our homes. The same goes for social media, which has all of these same elements, but also has the added seduction of obsession with self, image, and other people's opinions. The question for us now is, how do we resist the wiles of the devil in our families? How can we close the doors through which the enemy can enter? First, we can be much more vigilant about the entertainment choices we allow in our households. We need to monitor all the content in our homes in one way or another. An additional strategy when it comes to safeguarding our homes and families is that we should cultivate regular family worship and devotional time together. If a family is starting or ending their days in prayer, worship, and Bible study, that makes it much more difficult for the devil to get a foothold in that family. That family has girded themselves with the belt of truth and the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit. Taking up this armor of God in our families is what will guard them against the deceptions and temptations of the enemy. Let us put on the armor like spiritual warriors. Let us guard our homes from the enemy. Let us resist the devil, and he will flee from us.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.